With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. World Dairy Expo finished up over the weekend. One of the guest speakers this year was none other than Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. He told dairy farmers he's optimistic Congress will pass the UMCA despite all those distractions we continue to see in Washington, D.C.
Obviously, Congress must ratify that, and I'm trusting that the Speaker can bring it to the floor of the House very quickly to be ratified. My estimation from traveling to Democratic and Republican districts across the country is it would really gain a majority of both caucuses. I think it's, people understand it's that popular.
Regarding the trade agreement with Japan and dairy industry concerns being left behind, Perdue says that's not true.
No, dairy's not being left behind. It's one of the four primary crops, including beef and pork and wheat that are in the primary. There are other specialty crops that are also included, but dairy will be a primary beneficiary of the Japanese agreement.
World Dairy Expo is the world's largest dairy-focused trade show and concluded Saturday with more than 65,000 visitors from nearly 100 countries. The expo serves as a forum for dairy producers, companies, and organizations to come together and exchange ideas, as well as the latest technology in the industry.
This is Bob. I can show you how to make $1,000 a day.
This is an alert. In 2018, 48 billion robocalls were placed to cell phones, and nearly 50% of those were scam-related. Scammers want money, personal information, and sensitive identity information. They use insurance and free vacation gimmicks as tools to get your cash and identities. Farmers, you have even more to lose when it comes to scams. Identity theft can really damage the day-to-day operations of the farm when your personal information is tied to farm accounts. If you're buying or selling items online, such as farm equipment, expect and know how to spot a potential scam. Watch for area codes that aren't local and make no sense. Another tip, scammers don't know farm lingo, so feel them out. Since robocalls are the number one complaint to the Federal Communications Commission, the U.S. Senate is now discussing a bill to make robocalls a criminal action, which would stop the calls. We urge you to call your senator today. Robocalls are robber calls.
I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.